This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, blasting out on the AM and FM dial from Rhode Island to Northern California, from Austin, Texas to Denver, Colorado, from Pensacola, Florida, Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm Alex Jones, your host, simulcasting on the internet at Infowars.com. I'm your host. We're into the second hour of this global transmission to tell the truth, to support our military, to stand up against socialism, communism, and all the garbage that's happening in our government. And I'm so honored. Last week, we've had him on several times over the years, Tito Howard, the filmmaker, The Loss of Liberty. And there's the Liberty Alliance, an organization formed to counteract the lies said to have been told to justify the Israeli attack and the cover-up by President Johnson. And now, Captain Ward Boston, the senior legal counsel for the Navy's Court of Inquiry into the attack on the Liberty, has gone public about the truth. And also, his statement was read by Rear Admiral Merlin Starring, a former Judge Advocate General of the Navy. We're joined by Admiral Starring, and we're also going to be joined by Tito Howard. We're going to break here in just a couple minutes, and then we'll get back to them. But right now, let's go ahead and go to retired Admiral Merlin Starring. Admiral, thank you for taking time out to join us.
Thank you very much. I'm honored to be asked.
Absolutely. We just got a few minutes here, and we're going to break and come back in a long segment. Plenty of time to get into detail. What happened with the Liberty in a nutshell, and why have you gone public valiantly?
Well, what happened to the Liberty in a nutshell was that she was attacked, and my position in it was very brief. I had recently been ordered to be the senior legal officer, Navy legal officer, at the headquarters of the Commander-in-Chief of Naval Forces Europe in London. And when the attack occurred in June of 1967, I was aware of it only through the message traffic at the headquarters, and I was not called into the matter to have anything to do with it until the Court of Inquiry had completed its 1 week of work down in Malta. And at that time, the president of the Court of Inquiry, Rear Admiral Isaac Kidd, and his counsel to the court, Captain Ward Boston, appeared in London, obviously bringing the record of their proceedings down there. And my first contact with it came when Captain Boston appeared in my office in London and said that he had been asked by Admiral John Sidney McCain, Jr., who was the commander-in-chief and my boss, to bring the record up to me for my review. And I immediately swept all other matters aside and started to work on the record. This was in the middle of the afternoon of a regular working day, and I worked on it until about 3 o'clock in the morning, at which time I took a brief respite and got two or three hours of sleep and came back at about 6 in the morning and went at it again. And Captain Boston came back to me at about 10 o'clock that following morning and said, asked me how I was doing. And I told him, well, I was working on it full time and full speed, that I was about a third of the way through the record. It was about 4 or 5 inches thick, and I think it comprised something like 600 pages of material. And I told him that I was having some problems with it, among other things.
I tell you what, Admiral Merlin Starring, stay right there, sir. We're going to have a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back to you after this. We'll also bring up Tito Howard. And we're having Captain Ward Boston on next week. And again, you read his statement at a press conference a few weeks ago. I want to go over that. We're so honored to have you. And it's just a very important subject, obviously, for the heroes on that ship. The truth be told, we'll be back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, for those that just joined us, for stations that carry the news in the first segment of each hour, let me just go over a few quotes here out of the Associated Press, out of Newsmax, and out of London Guardian. Then we're going to go to Rear Admiral Merlin Starring, a former Judge Advocate General of the Navy, involved in what happened with the USS Liberty and now going public about the cover-up. And next Monday, we've got Captain Ward Boston, who was really involved in all this, who's gone public coming on. But here's a little paragraph or two out of Newsmax, then we'll go back to our guest. This is about the ship attacked on June 8th, 1967, by the Israelis for hour after hour, 800-plus cannon holes, white phosphorus bombs, the gunboats strafing the water in the lifeboats, then the men being told to keep their mouths shut about what happened, the unmarked Israeli planes, LBJ, on the phone to the aircraft carriers, telling the admirals to turn the jets back, arguments, admirals arguing with the commander-in-chief. I mean, this is an amazing story, and this has all come out. The most stunning revelation was a statement by Captain Ward Boston, the senior legal counsel for the Navy's Court of Inquiry into the attack on the Liberty. This statement was read by Rear Admiral Merlin Starring, a former Judge Advocate General of the Navy, following her portions of what he read a couple weeks ago in a press conference near Capitol Hill. The late Admiral Isaac Kidd and I were given only a week to gather evidence for the Navy's official investigation. Despite the short amount of time we were given, we gathered a vast amount of evidence, including hours of heartbreaking testimony from the young survivors. The evidence was clear. Both Admiral Kidd and I believe with certainty this attack, which killed 34 American sailors and injured 172 others, was a deliberate effort to sink an American ship and murder its entire crew. I am certain that the Israeli pilots that undertook the attack, as well as their supervisors who had ordered the attack, were aware that the ship was an American. I saw our flag, which had visibly identified the ship as American, riddled with bullet holes, and heard testimony that it made clear that the Israelis intended that there be no survivors. Not only did the Israelis attack the ship for over 2 hours with napalm, gunfire, and hundreds of rockets and missiles, as well as an Israeli torpedo boat, machine gunning three lifeboats that had been launched in an attempt to save the crew. A war crime. Again, the admiral who's on with us reading Captain Boston's statement. After saying he was moved to speak out about the book titled The Liberty Incident by Jay Crystal, he described it as an attempt to whitewash the facts. He then dropped another bombshell saying, quote, I have firsthand knowledge from my personnel, from my personal conversations with Admiral Kidd, that President Lyndon Johnson and Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara personally ordered him to cover up the true facts and conceal the attack, and to conclude the attack was a case of mistaken identity despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary. Okay, Admiral Starr, again, thank you so much, Admiral Starring, for coming on the show. Please continue with how you got involved with the case with Captain Boston.
Yes, thank you. As I indicated, the record was handed to me in the middle of the afternoon of a business day in my office in London for my review, and I worked on it until about 3 o'clock the following morning, steadily. I took a break for 2 or 3 hours to catch a little bit of sleep and came back at it at about 6 o'clock in the morning. And at about 10 o'clock that following morning, Captain Boston, who had been the counsel for the Court of Inquiry, appeared back in my office and asked me how I was coming with my review. I told him that I was about a third of the way through the record, which was approximately 600 pages, about 4 or 5 inches thick, and that I was having real problems with it. And I told him that I was having trouble finding in the record evidence to back up some of the conclusions that the Court of Inquiry had recorded as a result of its investigation, and that I would continue to work at it. Well, he took my word, obviously, and left my office, and he came back about 20 minutes later and said that Admiral McCain, my commander-in-chief and boss, had asked him to come up and to get the record from me and bring the record back down to Admiral McCain. I, of course, had no argument with that. I gave him the record. He did not ask me for any of my conclusions or inputs or comments on it at that time.
Admiral, for those that just joined us, again, this is after they towed the hulk of the shot up, bombed out ship back to a base to be studied. There was a week long inquiry. Now you get the report and dive into it immediately. And John McCain's father, the head of the Navy, you get a call to bring the record back down. I just wanted to add that. Go ahead.
That is correct, yes. And so I did give him the record back, and I never had any conversation or communication from Admiral McCain, my boss, about the subject, nor from anybody else on the staff. I was concerned with the fact that the record had been taken from me before I had completed my review or made any input into it. I had been sent and was assigned to Admiral McCain's staff in London for the purpose of being his senior legal officer.
Now, I'm going from the Associated Press. They say that you were basically the senior legal JAG officer for the Navy. Is that accurate?
Not at that time. I later became the Judge Advocate General of the Navy.
Okay.
But at that time, I was a captain in the Judge Advocate General's Corps of the Navy, and I had been assigned to the commander-in-chief in London, as his senior legal officer. I had one other legal Navy legal officer in my office, so there were the two of us. I was the senior. And so I was his principal legal advisor.
You were basically kind of like the attorney general for the head of the Navy.
So to speak, yes.
Okay.
And in any event, I knew that Admiral McCain, having ordered the investigation, the Court of Inquiry into the assault upon the Liberty, was going to have to put an endorsement on the record of those proceedings and send it on into the Navy Department in Washington and to the government headquarters. And later that same day, I learned that Admiral Kidd, who had been the president of the Court of Inquiry, had departed London, headed back for the United States. And I knew that he must be certainly be carrying the record back with him, and that Admiral McCain must therefore undoubtedly have placed some sort of an endorsement on the record. But I did not know what that endorsement might have been or who had done it.
Admiral, was that record at that time marked secret?
I don't know exactly. I think it probably was. It may have borne a classification.
Okay.
I just don't recall that offhand.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Yes. And, but I was concerned because I knew that when that record got back to the Navy Department, that one of the first places it would go would be to my professional superior, the Judge Advocate General of the Navy, and, that if it was if it had not been processed properly, or if it was endorsed by Admiral McCain, the convening authority, as approving it, and there were found to be no support for some of the things the court had concluded, and so on, that this would be a reflection upon my performance as his legal officer. Now, he did not have to rely upon me. He did not have to take advantage of my services.
So this made you start asking questions. Why are they acting like this is kind of a...
Well, I didn't ask any questions of anybody else, but I was puzzled by it. And as a matter of fact, I felt that when it got back to the department in Washington, that if it was a lousy job, as I think it may have been at that time, that it could be a reflection upon my professional capabilities. And so I, after two or three days of feeling concerned about this, I wrote a personal letter back to the Judge Advocate General of the Navy, who was at that time Rear Admiral Wilfred Hearn. And I told him exactly what had happened, that the record had been given to me. I had had it for something like 18 hours, perhaps. And then it had been withdrawn from me without any of my input.
And what did he say?
He never said anything. I never had a response to that letter. I just wanted him to know how it had happened.
So boiling it down, when do we get into the statements you read about the cover-up?
What was your question, though?
Well, in your press conference, you were, just going through this process, boiling it down, what ended up happening and with you talking to Captain Boston and others?
Well, I have never talked with Captain Boston since the time he departed from my office with the record to take it back down to Admiral McCain. And I did not have any conversation with I never had any communication from Admiral Hearn or any of my superiors in Washington on this subject, and I have not until this day had any communication with Captain Boston.
Okay, well, he's coming on Monday, and we've got Tito Howard about to come on. You read these statements at one of the congressional buildings. I want to talk about I want to talk about what happened with the investigation, what really developed, why you went public about saying this was a cover-up. Okay, Admiral?
Well, it isn't a question of my having gone public exactly. I've always answered the questions about my involvement with the Liberty by telling exactly what I was called upon to do and what happened.
Okay, well, we'll discuss that, sir, when we get right back. Thanks for joining us. We'll bring Tito Howard up. Stay with us.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, Alex Jones here back live, and we're talking to Admiral Merlin Starring, former Judge Advocate General of the Navy. Back when he was a captain, he was involved in the whole USS Liberty situation to a certain degree, and he was in a press conference and read some of the quotes into the record by Captain Boston. We have Tito Howard, a documentary filmmaker, who's done a great job covering this. Admiral, I'm looking at a newspaper article here where they have the quotes of what you were reading. Was this your quote, or are you reading Boston's statement, his affidavit, where it says, quote, the Liberty incident by Jay Crystal, he described it as an attempt to whitewash the facts. He then dropped another bombshell saying, quote, I have firsthand knowledge from my personal conversations with Admiral Kidd, the President Lyndon Johnson, and Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara personally ordered him to cover up the true facts and conclude the attack was a case of mistaken identity despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary. Whose statement is that, Admiral?
That is obviously a Captain Boston's statement, and I was asked to read that statement in Captain Boston's absence because he could not come to Washington for that purpose.
Okay, Admiral Moore, former Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff and Admiral at the time of all this going on, said on the record on this show, and he said in the newspapers, that it was a cover-up. What is your statement for the entire case? You know, what do you want the listeners to know out there?
I think from from my opportunity to observe the events, what I can say is that after the Court of Inquiry concluded its taking of evidence and its preparation of its record, that record came back to the convening authority, Admiral McCain in London, and that it did not at that point have a complete legal review by a competent attorney to assist Admiral McCain in any conclusions he might have reached or placed in his endorsement. So what I know is that record was not given a legal review before it was sent by Admiral McCain back to the Department of the Navy and to the government headquarters in Washington.
But they later claimed that there had been a review.
I beg your pardon?
They later claimed that there had been a review.
Who later claimed that?
Well, that's what Boston and Moore and others have said. I've got the articles where the government said, oh, we had a review and it was an accident. That was the statement by the White House.
I don't quite understand the connection, but there was not there normally would have been a review by a competent legal counsel to determine whether the work of the Court of Inquiry and the conclusions they reached was adequately based upon evidence that they had taken.
And so what I'm saying is that from the evidence, the White House and the Defense Department claimed there had been a review, and you're saying that there wasn't a full review.
I'm saying that there was certainly never any review, never a full review of that record at the headquarters of the convening authority, Admiral McCain in London.
Okay,
what
I want to bring Tito.
After that, I do not know.
Okay, Admiral, we're so honored to have you. I want to keep you for about another 10-15 minutes after this quick break we're about to have, but I want to bring Tito Howard on with you, who's made the film and who has obviously been there when you guys have been doing these press conferences. Tito, any points we need to make or questions you have for the Admiral?
Well, there's just a couple of things I would like to clear up, just factually, if I may, a couple of things that were said. You'd mentioned that John McCain was the head of the Navy. He wasn't the head of the Navy.
No, his father.
We're talking about John Sidney McCain, Jr., the gentleman in London, which Admiral Starring is referring to. He was not head of the Navy. He was the Cincus Navier, which is commander-in-chief, U.S. Navy Europe, which encompassed the Mediterranean. That's not head of the Navy, the U.S. Navy Europe. One other thing, because you're so good on this issue, but I think it's important that all the facts are clear.
No, it is. That's why we got you guys on.
Yeah, the Liberty was not towed into Malta. It steamed under its own power, like the proud old ship that it was. And I think the crew deserves credit for being able to steam all that 5 days of steaming at 5 or 6 knots while they're having to clean up the blood and pieces of their fallen comrades.
Absolutely. Thanks for making that specifically clear.
Okay, one other comment, if I could. The Court of Inquiry record was indeed marked top secret, was not released until the mid-80s. There was a 16-page sort of compendium put together which was really honey-coated to support the issue of mistaken identity.
Okay, we'll let you ask questions of the Admiral and you guys talk, because, again, you're more experts on the subject than I am. We get back in this final segment with the Admiral and, of course, with our guest, the filmmaker Tito Howard. And the next week we've got Tito coming back on with Mr. Boston, Captain Boston, who was really is the one making the incredible statements, which are backed up by fact. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They are playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
About the quality of air outside these days. Pollution. Pollen. Is it as healthy as you'd like it? Allergies. Asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, rug, your sofa,
they go
curtains.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The USS Liberty bombshells, one of the headlines. Another one, cover-up alleged in probe of USS Liberty, London Guardian. And we're talking to Rear Admiral Merlin Starring, later to become a former Judge Advocate General of the Navy. And, of course, the time a captain there assigned to this whole thing. And we're talking to Tito Howard, a documentary filmmaker, who's done a great job. Tito and Admiral, looking at these subjects, what happened here? Number one, why is the USS Liberty case important 36 years later? And what are any other key areas that the listeners need to be made aware of? Tito, do you have any questions for the Admiral?
No, I do want to make a couple of comments, and I would like him to shed a little light on one area, because the presence of Admiral Starring and Captain Boston Now, these were the two main legal, Navy attorneys involved with the Liberty Board of Inquiry report. And the fact that Merlin Starring, who had an exemplary record, he was later made, in 68, the very next year, he was made the Navy's top legal advisor to two secretaries of the Navy, and then later became the assistant judge advocate general, and then the judge advocate general. And for that man, with that distinguished record, to say that he was having serious problems with the evidentiary support for the statements of fact in the record of the Navy Board of Inquiry is outrageous. Incredibly powerful thing. And then to be followed all these years later by the main attorney for the Navy, Captain Ward Boston, and that who made these incredible statements that in his 80s, although the evidence was to the contrary, they were ordered to make a statement.
Well, we have Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff on the show, Admiral Moore, saying the whole thing's a cover-up. That was 2 years ago. Admiral Starring, taking your admiral hat off or your judge advocate general hat off for a second, from reading the evidence, later being able to read the whole report, what happened with the USS Liberty? Why was it covered up? I want to know your take on it.
I don't think that I'm really qualified to draw that kind of a conclusion for you, Mr. Jones. The things that Captain Boston has revealed in his recent affidavit were all news to me. As I indicated, I've never had any communication with him. I've never asked him why that record was withdrawn from me. And
we're going to be asking him next week, and that should be a very, very interesting. But, Admiral, why do you think they gave the captain the Congressional Medal of Honor at a shipyard and didn't give it any fanfare?
I would have no idea as to why they would do that.
So, again, you're going as a legal mind just from the affidavits, just from the documents, and that's basically your statement.
That's correct.
Tito?
Yes.
Overall, your basic analysis of the USS Liberty, the event, the cover-up.
Well, one has to get themselves really in the time frame. We're talking about June the 8th. And remembering that the Liberty was surveilled on 13 different occasions from 6 o'clock in the morning till noon, they knew exactly where everything was on the Liberty. And as David Lewis, the commander of two-thirds of the people on Liberty, he was the chief intelligence officer on America's most important intelligence ship. And he said it was a perfectly planned military attack. So the planes came, knocked out the communications, so it couldn't... the Liberty couldn't ask for help, but I told you about them getting into the window when the missiles, were being fired, that they couldn't jam the Liberty's frequencies anymore. There were five emergency radio channels for the Liberty, and all five of them were jammed by the oncoming Israeli aircraft attacking jets. And if the Israelis really want us to believe their argument of mistaken identity, they at some point are going to have to answer, why in the world did they jam all five American radio channels if they thought the ship was Egyptian?
Exactly. Why jam American signals if they think it's Egyptian and the ship's two-thirds bigger? Now here's an important...
Two-thirds bigger, it's 4.2 times the size of the El Cacer.
So a lot bigger.
It's 10,300 tons, something under 2,500.
Okay, now, a question for both of you. What is the Liberty Alliance, an organization formed to counteract the lies said to have been told to justify the Israeli attack and the cover-up by President Johnson? The question for Tito Howard and for Admiral Starring, for both of you, is what type of investigation would you like to see? What are you calling for? What's the next step?
what we're calling for, and we're a single purpose organization. We're people that have had contact with and information about the Liberty, and we're really committed to this. And all we're asking is an honest, complete investigation into the attack. It's 36 years old, and it can't be protecting anybody. But the American people need to know the truth, and perhaps even more importantly, our young men and women we call to go to the battlefield for us need to know that they will be protected from anybody. It doesn't matter if it's Israel or England or anybody when they're under attack.
And again, the naval officers, others are on the record in the mainstream news saying that they were on the phone with McNamara and Johnson that day saying, you turn those jets back. Admiral, what do you think the next step should be? What type of inquiry? What body?
Well, I think that it should be a congressional inquiry, which would have the stature of the proceeding that would normally be used by our government in looking into the facts of a major episode that affects the United States. And sure. While this had its origin in the Navy, it should certainly have congressional supervision, and if they elect to do so, they could ask that the Navy convene a new court of inquiry or investigative body and report to the Congress. But I think that it should be something that should be aired, and that the survivors of that assault should have an opportunity to tell, for the record and for the public,
on C-SPAN,
their story.
Would you like it to be televised on C-SPAN, Admiral?
I don't have any idea whether it should be done that way or not. I think that it should be conducted as a serious, objective investigation, and what the media attention might be, I would leave to others.
Well, I think that's a good idea, and it should be public. And as you said, with the public to have access, I think it should have C-SPAN national coverage so people can't ignore it. Tito Howard, how many people of the survivors are still alive? How many of those sailors and officers are still alive?
Well, it's a difficult thing to answer because there was 294 people on the ship at the time of the attack. One-third of those were crew, 99, and the rest were intelligence, mostly with the National Security Agency. And the comment about that Moore made about that, I think, is one of the strongest. And he said, those sailors and Marines deserved our best defense. We gave them no defense. Somebody's going to have to answer that, Admiral, someday.
They deserved our best defense. We gave them no defense. That's the Chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff. He was an admiral at the time, correct, later to become the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Chairman?
Well, yeah, maybe even more important. He's the only American admiral to have served two terms as CNO, Chief of Naval Operations, then also two terms as Chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
Well, let me
let me just finish this one line, if I might.
Sure.
And that he was on there for those four terms, and no other admiral has ever done that. And he became the CNO in July of 67, the very month after the attack on the Liberty, named Chief of Naval Operations, and they had frozen him out of getting access to things because he was furious about it, and he's still furious about it.
Well, we had him on several years ago. We need to get him back on the show.
Yeah, probably the end of next week, early following week. He's 91, but he's got four children, I don't know how many grandchildren, and Admiral Starring and I saw last Wednesday a picture of him with yet another great-great-grandson. You know?
Well, I know when we had him on 2 years ago, he was sharp.
Oh, he's sharp as a tack now. You know, he has trouble getting around. He uses a walker, but that mind is incredible. So, and the Liberty Alliance is the main vehicle, and our only purpose is to get an honest investigation, and the way the Admiral put it is exactly the way we all feel. And that is, there should be a new Navy Board of Inquiry. It was taken away from the Navy in 67. They were ordered to come up with something else.
And that's because they were good men, and they obviously knew that the truth would come out, and they couldn't, Mr. LBJ couldn't have that. Admiral,
no, right.
Admiral Merlin Starring, I really appreciate you coming on the show, and I appreciate you speaking out publicly at a press conference years later, and all the other officers that have done so. But again, you're a lawyer and, you know, an expert on the law, and you're just sticking to the parameters that you were involved in this in. But as an American, as a sailor, as an officer, I mean, obviously you've gone public for a reason. And we've talked to these other admirals and victim sailors on this show. I've been talking about this for 5 years. I've done dozens of shows on it. Why have you gone public? And I mean, do you want to make any statements about what you think about the case itself, as Admiral Moore has done?
Not particularly, and I don't like to have you use the word that I've gone public. I have responded always to any questions about my participation or my knowledge of the Liberty situation.
Okay, that's fair. How long have you been speaking out?
I've been asked that question for maybe the last 3 or 4 years. There was a long period of time when I had no communication on the subject at all. My feeling about it right now is that I am outraged to learn that the sailors and the men, the officers aboard the Liberty, were browbeaten and threatened, as they claimed to have been, and told that they should not discuss this case with anyone, and that they therefore were for years kept quiet about it. And I'm amazed to find that Captain Boston at this point has also revealed that he likewise felt under necessity to be quiet about what he knew. And the things that he knew were certainly news to me when he came out with it. But I think that the survivors of that attack are certainly entitled to have the full facts and the accurate facts of the assault come into the public domain, so that they, their part in the episode is put in a proper perspective for the American people.
Admiral Merlin Starring, thank you for being candid with us. That's such a central area that I had forgotten to raise. I believe about a year ago, Tito, we had three of the sailors. I believe one of them was an officer. There's archives of it on the website. But going from memory here, you're more of an expert on this and live it every day. Refresh my memory. We had the eyewitnesses, I know, on this show who said that an admiral came in, took his hat off, and said...
took his stars off.
Yes.
It had to be Admiral Isaac Kidd. He did that to small groups of sailors, like 4, 5, or 6 sailors at a time.
And we've had three of them on, but I want to go back to their to the history of this because it's so important. We had the eyewitnesses on this show about a year ago, and they talked about how he put his hat, his stars back on, and he said, after telling them they could speak candidly, he said, "You're going to get life in prison or worse if you don't keep your mouths totally shut." Now, is that accurate?
Yeah, what he said mostly, he said it a little differently. He said it at least a dozen times. That's what's so outrageous about this, because they were ordered not even to speak about it to their wife, family, right? And he said, but if you do, there will be a court-martial, imprisonment, or worse. Like some of them I have saying on film, we all knew what worse meant. This is probably the greatest scandal in the history of our country. I mean, here, the line in our film that I like the best is, never before in the military history of the United States has a military board of inquiry ignored the testimony of eyewitness American military and taken on faith the word of their attack.
Now, going back to Monday's show, or was it Tuesday's show, who were the admirals arguing with McNamara and LBJ?
It was the same admiral. It was Larry Geis, who was the carrier division commander. He was not in tactical command of the 6th Fleet at the time, but we had two big carriers, the Saratoga and the America.
So Kidd,
the first hero not on that ship was Joe Tully, the skipper of the Saratoga. The second Navy hero not on that ship was Larry Geis. The third was Admiral Starring on the 17th.
Right.
Because he was, you know, he's very candid. He was having serious problems with evidentiary support for the statements of fact. That's outrageous.
It is.
A man at his level would feel that. I mean, the job wasn't done.
We're almost out of time here, and I want to hold you over, Tito, just to plug the video on the other side. But in the last minute here, Admiral Merlin Starring, any final comments you'd like to make to our worldwide audience, sir?
I think not, sir. I just appreciate the opportunity to talk with you about it.
Well, we appreciate you always, as you say, being honest when asked questions, and we certainly share your outrage for this un-American activity of threatening sailors, and we appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. All right, Tito, stay right there. I want to come back and real quick plug the video. By the way, I've decided to carry it.
Good.
I want you to go ahead and order it from Tito now, but I'm going to be carrying this video. They can call it controversial. It's not. It's the cream of our military, our Navy, telling the truth. Heroes, Congressional Medal of Honor winners, and we're going to tell the truth on this show. If the hair lift the admiral. All right, as they say. We'll be back. But again, by next week, I'm ordering a bunch of these. I'm going to be carrying it. But we'll give you the mailing address to get them from Tito here on the other side. And we'll be back, folks. And then I'm going to shift gears into a bunch of news and your calls. We're going to let Tito get back to work. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
This show's been accurate on the war in Iraq, on the Jessica Lynch propaganda, on the weapons of mass destruction fraud, on the Patriot Act being for citizens and all crime. The show's been right on about the Second Amendment, what's happening to it. We've been right on about the USS Liberty. We've been right on about terrorism in America and who's really behind it. We got the facts, folks. And coming up the next hour, genetic engineering run amok. Bunch of news about the borders, the economy, the war in Iraq, the police state. It's all coming up in your calls. The toll-free number to join us on air, get the calls going again, 1-800-259-9231 for the third hour. Tito Howard, again, I'm going to be carrying the videos. I'm ordering 250 of them from you today, and I'll have those up by next week. But for folks that want to get them from you, directly from you, $25 for one, $50 for three, I believe. People just write to you. It's an amazing video. We've aired it dozens of times here locally on cable in Austin. Everybody else should in their area, because this is a great example of globalist activity. Your mailing address, please, sir.
Okay, it's the Liberty Alliance. And people who want to join the alliance, Moore is our chairman. You just spoke to the treasurer. Imagine having a judge advocate general as a treasurer. Nobody's going to screw us out of a dollar. But the address, just Liberty Alliance, is $25 a film, and that's P.O. Box 663, Front Royal, Virginia, 22630.
Give that out again one more time.
Okay, it's the Liberty Alliance, P.O. Box 663, Front Royal, two words, Virginia. That's the capital of the Shenandoah. And the zip is 22630.
And make checks payable to?
Howard Film.
Howard Films. Okay. Tito, we've got Captain Bossman on for Monday, correct?
Monday or Tuesday. I'll let you know by tomorrow.
All right, that's good. And then I want to go ahead and get Moore back on and maybe end the series next Friday.
He's already agreed to do that.
Okay, great. So we'll try to get Boston for Monday, and he's already agreed to do it, correct?
He's agreed to do it, but he hasn't agreed to Monday. He's agreed to Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, great.
He's not sure. He's getting some medical treatments and stuff. And
I understand.
He's happy to do it, but he's got to work around those parameters.
Absolutely. And we're posting all these interviews in the audio section of PrisonPlanet.com for folks that want to share them. Thank you, Tito.
All right. Thanks again for the opportunity, Adam.
You bet. Take care, my friend. Great, great American.
Great, thank you.
Bye-bye. You bet. Take care. And by the way, Admiral Moore just goes wild on this. I mean, wait till you hear him. And this Captain Boston, wow. I mean, this is the guy there, talking to LBJ and all this. He's got it right here in the Associated Press. So this is going to be amazing stuff next week. Third hour, bunch of news, bunch of calls. It's all coming up. 1-800-259-9231. More real issues, and no knitting circles, no rumors, just information to be educated and fight the New World Order. That's what we're all about here. Before I end this hour, you want to support what we're doing, folks? Because we certainly support the First Amendment and freedom, God and country. You need to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get The Matrix of Evil with Congressman Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, Frank Morales, Colonel Craig Roberts, myself, all about the New World Order. Great new film, my 10th film, Police State, Three Total Enslavement, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. They're all great videos. They're $25.95 a piece. Order three or more, they drop down to $20. The new book, Order Out of Chaos, is wonderful. Go to Infowars.com to order or call right now, folks. Don't wait. Get these videos. Get them out to people. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888. 253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And by early next week, I'm going to have 250 of the Liberty tapes getting a mail to me UPS. So if you want to write to us to get that video too, it's $25. We'll have that for you too to be shipped out next week.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizes.